In this week's Cotton Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Vice President of Jenner's Services for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The main focus of the Lubbock Lab, of course, is the stripper harvested cotton of the Southwest. When you consider Lubbock is in the center of one of the largest cotton growing areas in the world, and primarily the cotton that is harvested there is stripper, it's very important that the lab be in the middle of it.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Prime example of that is the air quality research that they're doing. With the Clean Air Act, of course, states have state implementation plans that they have to submit to EPA. In that, of course, cotton gins are covered, and there have been some recent changes in the dust emission levels. And what the cotton industry has decided to do is to try to more accurately measure those emissions from cotton gins. And of course, Lubbock is the lab that has the equipment and the expertise to carry out that research. And we were going to let them be the lead in our research project. They were going to not only do it in the Lubbock area, but also make those measurements across cotton belt at gins.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In terms of the research they've done, they have worked with Cotton Incorporated to develop a hydromulch system, which is in use. Also, they're doing research to try to find value-added uses of that gin trash and looking at even using this in fiber boards and other building materials usage. Also, of course, restored bale moisture is something that has continued to be a prime concern of the industry. And Lubbock Lab, as well as the other labs, have done a great deal of research on the restored fiber moisture, both in how it is applied, but also trying to get an accurate measure of that moisture that's in the bale.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Of course, the industry is working with the appropriators, both the Appropriation Committee and the Ag Subcommittee members on appropriations, to try to make sure that they understand the importance of the lab, but also to tell them it's important to restore the funding in the budget for the 2009 year.